Okay, my friends. So it is spooky season. We are doing monster stories. We are doing stories of the creepy, the unusual, the strange, the we don't understand this. What? All of those things. And today's story fits right in. It's called The Teacher from the Black Lagoon. Dun, dun, dun. It was written by Mike Thaler, and the pictures are by Jared Lee. And why is that scary? Well, it's actually based off of it's a play on a movie from the 50s, 1950s, about the creature from the Black Lagoon, which is a science fiction-y type story.
It's about scientists. Mm-hmm. You find a monster.
Mm-hmm. A sea creature.
A sea creature, yeah. In the Nile River.
It wasn't the Nile, it was the Amazon, but close. It was a big river. Yeah, you're right on that. And, it's very...
I think they call that part of the Amazon
the Black Lagoon. Yeah, that's right. But this has nothing to do with sea creatures from the Amazon. In fact, it is quite the opposite. It's a teacher and a school. So let's read about it, shall we? And see if it's truly as spooky as they make it look on the cover. You ready? It's the first day of school. I wonder who my teacher is. I hear Mr. Smith has dandruff and warts. Dandruff is when there are little bits of your scalp that flake off. And warts are little imperfections in your skin, little growths. And Mrs. Jones has a whip and a wig. So if you want your hair to look different than it currently does, you can put on a wig and it'll make your hair look different. Why she would have a whip, I have no idea. But Mr. Green is supposed to be a real monster. Oh, Mrs. Green. But Mrs. Green is supposed to be a real monster. Oh my, I have her. Mrs. Green, room 109. What a bummer. I sit at my desk and I fold my hands. I close my eyes. I'm too young to die. So there's the little boy. He's gotten to class. He's the first person there. He sits down in his seat and he sits down at his desk and he closes his eyes and then suddenly, a shadow covers the door. It opens. In slithers Mrs. Green. She's really green. She has a tail. She scratches her name on the blackboard with her claws. Whoa. Freddie Jones throws a spitball. She curls up her lip and breathes fire on him. Freddy's gone. There's just a little pile of ashes on his desk. Now, first of all, can I just pause to say, I went to school for many, many years. I went all the way through elementary and junior high and high school and college, and I never once had a fire-breathing teacher, nor did I ever hear of one. And you can trust me when I say I don't think they exist. I've never met a human who can breathe fire just on a whim. Talk about bad breath, giggles Eric Porter, and she slithers over and unscrews his head and puts it on a globe stand. And again, now, no such thing can happen. Nobody's going to unscrew anyone's heads. I bet she gives homework on the first day of school. Your homework for today, grins Mrs. Green, smoke rising from her nostrils, is pages 1 through 200 in your math book. All the fraction problems. We've never had fractions, shouts Derek Bloom. Come up here. She beckons with her claw. Do you know what fractions are? Oh, well, it's very complex. So it's when you have a number, let's say number 2. And if we were to take half of number 2, we would take 1 and we would take 1. We would add those together. Well, half of something is a fraction of it. Mm-hmm. It means that you have taken one thing and put it into smaller pieces. Mm-hmm. Derek stands by her desk. This is a whole boy. She smirks. She takes a big bite. Now this is half a boy. Now you've had fractions. And she chopped him in half by eating half of him. I have never met a teacher who eats half of her students either, for the record. Doris Foodle cracks her gum. Mrs. Green swallows her in one gulp. No chewing in class, she smiles. Now, we do not chew bubblegum in general because it's not good for your teeth. But all the same, we definitely don't want to chew it in class because I've never seen a teacher eat a student because of it, but they have gotten in trouble. Mr. Bender, the principal, sticks his head in.
Keep up the good work.
He nods and closes the door. I wish I could get sent to the principal's office. Let's call the roll, cackles Mrs. Green. Freddie Jones is absent. Derek Bloom is half here. Eric Porter is here and there. Doris Foodle is digesting. What about spelling? Shouts Randy Potts. Spelling can be fun. Beams Mrs. Green, wiggling her fingers at him. Abracadabra kazam! That's tough to spell, says Randy. And suddenly there's a flash of light and a puff of smoke, and Randy's a frog! I've never seen a teacher turn a student into a frog before either. Penny Weber raises her hand. Can I go to the nurse? She whines. What's wrong? Asks Mrs. Green. I have a huge headache, says Penny. Mrs. Green wriggles her fingers. There's another flash of light, and Penny's head is the size of a pin. She shrunk her head so she looks like Beaker from Muppets. Better? Asks Mrs. Green. Now it's nap time. Everyone who still has one, put your head on your desk. I hope to make it to recess. Sweet dreams, she cackles as I close my eyes. And suddenly the bell rings and I wake up. And there's a pretty woman writing her name on the blackboard. And she has real skin and no tail. I'm Mrs. Green, your teacher. She smiles. I jump out of my chair and run up and hug her. Well, thank you, she says. I'm glad to be here. Not as glad as I am, he says, because it turns out all of that scary monster, Mrs. Green, with the creepy voice and the claws and the fire breathing and the eating of the children, was all just a dream. Because there are no teachers who do such things, at least not that I am aware of. But boy, makes you kind of, oof, scary situation right there, huh? Mm-hmm. It's a good thing it's not real, huh?
Or maybe it was real and the ringing changed her back into a person.
Do you think?
Because I didn't see any more kids.
Oh, I'm sure the classroom is full of kids, and I don't think any of it was real. Yeah. And that, my good friends, is
the end.
The end.